When I traveled to India in June, I took this book along with me to read on the way. It's called The Loneliness and Longing of St. Francis. There are plenty of books written about St. Francis of Assisi, but what makes this book stand out is because of the author. So, on the one hand, this book is a story of St. Francis's incredible journey from being a rich, notorious youth to a radical follower of Christ. But on the other hand, it's a story of the author, Gerard Thomas Straub, who was a very famous Hollywood filmmaker and a professing atheist. He has worked with the likes of Alec Baldwin and Demi Moore, and he was the producer of the famous television series General Hospital. So he's very, very, very accomplished. Then sometime in 1985, he goes to Rome just to visit, and to find rest, he enters into a church. And he says he did not enter the church to pray. He went there to find some quiet and some rest. While he was there in the church, he writes in a later book, The Thoughts of a Blind Beggar, that's his another book. He says, within the space of a fleeting moment, this is sitting in the church, not praying, simply resting. Within the space of a fleeting moment, I knew that God was real, that God loved me, and that the hunger and thirst I had felt for so long could be satisfied only by God. Now he keeps talking about this very brief experience he had in that church and how that was responsible for changing his entire outlook. Inspired by St. Francis and by Christ, Straub's newfound faith, like Abraham in today's second reading, led him to places and led him to make changes that he never foresaw. He never saw it coming. His conversion took him from riches, remember, he's a Hollywood producer, from riches to self-imposed poverty. From future fame to embracing the poor. And from the comfort of his Hollywood home to the slums of Central America, India, and Africa. If you get a chance, read this book, because it'll really change how we look at life and everything that we think is important. Now, as I read today's gospel reading and today's readings, I could not but stop thinking about Straub, because he's had an impact on my life. Here's my question for myself. If Jesus asks his disciples to sell all they have and follow him, if he asks them to have the bare minimum for the sake of the kingdom, and if he asks them to accumulate treasures in heaven instead of treasures here on earth, how does somebody do that? How do we get to what Jesus is demanding of us? Or shall we say, oh, that was for another time, it was possible then, we can't do it, we live in a different... I mean, is that the answer that you and I want to give? It's not the answer I want to give. I want to follow Jesus like Francis of Assisi did. I want to follow Jesus like, or God like Abraham did in the Old Testament. I want to follow Jesus like Straub did. How do I get there? Let me just say three things for today, and I'm not sure it's the answer to these questions. I'm struggling with it, with these questions. But let me just say, how at least may we have the faith to make an attempt at the kind of life that Jesus is demanding of us? For that, let me first go to the very first reading. The first reading is from the Book of Wisdom, and it talks about the Passover. Now, here's something that we should know, that this Book of Wisdom is written only about 100 years before Christ. So when did the Passover happen? At least 3,000 years back. So 3,000 years later, the author of the Book of Wisdom is reflecting on an event that happened long back. So what he has is this big picture, isn't it? He has a big picture of how you should look at something that happened in the past. And he says there are lessons to be learned. What are the two lessons? The first lesson is that God gave them strength in times of trial. And secondly, that God was making them strong, giving them courage to make them strong. Why has he learned this? Because he's looking at the Passover experience from the big picture perspective, hindsight, 2020. So here's the practical implication for us. If we want to be a people of faith, here's the practical implication. Folks, if somebody asks me to take all my money and give it to the poor, I'm scared because I don't know what will happen to me afterwards. Correct? This reading tells us, listen, don't forget to look back. Was there a time in your life that God came through? If you look at the past, can you look at moments when you knew that God carried you through? Can you do that? And if you can look at the past and see how God has helped you, then what are the chances that if you do what God asks you to do, that God will still come through? But the problem is that lack of faith. It's very hard to claim what is not mine yet. This is the problem of faith. But Gerard Straub, he gave up a career, a fabulous career, to embrace something that was not his. And he was an atheist. So look back at your life and look at the times that God may have been faithful to you and find strength there. Okay, that's the first point. Secondly, how do we define this faith? What is faith? This is the definition that I taught all my kids when I was teaching religion. The definition of faith is, it's the realization what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Realization of what is hoped for. Sounds like an oxymoron, isn't it? How can I realize what I'm only hoping for? Faith is the realization of what I hope for and the evidence of things not seen. How can you have evidence of things not seen? Abraham did not see the end when he took the first step in faith. He didn't know what to expect. Francis of Assisi did not see the end result when he first decided to give up warfare. Straub did not know where God was leading him when he first decided to abandon commercial films. He didn't see, but they did it. So, how can we develop such faith? First, as I said, looking back and finding those moments when God was faithful. But secondly, you simply have to do it. There is no other way. Faith is a learning by doing. So, if I have $50,000 and I want to give it all to the poor and I don't know what's going to happen, I should at least begin with $1,000. Faith is learned only by doing. Faith is learned by practicing it. So here's my practical implication for you for this week. Think about an area of your life where anxiety or fear plagues you. Some area where you're really anxious or you're afraid. Or think about somewhere where God is leading you and you're struggling. Maybe to forgive somebody. Maybe to let go of a hurt. And you're afraid what that'll mean. See if you can take the first steps to get there. Like Abraham. Like Francis of Assisi. Like Straub. The more you do it, the stronger we become in faith. And here's the last very brief third point. The gospel reading, if we put into practice, could be a great way to develop faith. What does Jesus say? Don't be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. It's not ours yet. But that's why faith, right? It's ours in the future, like Abraham. The Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out. An inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach or moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. In the early Christian church, and then for centuries, thousands of people did exactly this. They gave up material, physical existence, anything that was pleasurable. They gave it all away for the hope of getting heavenly gifts. The martyrs did that. Jesus did that. Francis of Assisi did that. Straub did that, right? They all did that. We too must learn to provide for ourselves money bags that do not wear out. We have to learn to gather the inexhaustible treasure in heaven. We simply must. It's part of our following Christ. How you do it is in your hands and mine. You have your way, I have my way. But that we have to, there's no choice on the matter. So this week, if you could say, I am going to gather treasure in heaven and not let my focus be on that which thief can reach and moth destroy, what would it be? Think about it, pray about it, because the Word of God is leading us to that kind of faith. People of God said, Amen. Amen. Let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God,